However, we're going to go now to Zena Maria from the Sierra Leith Coalition. How are you doing today, Zena?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. So we're going to be talking a little bit about the Sustainable Campus Conference 2012 that's going to be happening here in Toronto. But first, let's start sort of at the beginning. If you want to tell the listeners just a little bit, in case they're not terribly familiar with Sierra Youth Coalition, just exactly who they are and what they do.
Yeah, sure. So the Sierra Youth Coalition is actually the youth arm of the larger Sierra Club, which has been around for decades. And we've been around in Canada since about the year 19. The end of the 1999, so 1998, 1999, and our job is really to empower and speak for the youth of Canada when it comes to environmental issues, sustainability issues, climate change, and all those things that are important to them. It's run by youth for youth nonprofit, and we want to largely empower our youth membership base.
Okay, and I think here's the key part of the issue there with just even the idea that there needs to be a specific, I mean, because there's already Sierra Club of Canada, right? So
yep.
We've got a sort of Sierra Club of Canada sponsored specifically and somewhat autonomous and separate youth coalition. Why is that? Why is there a separate youth component to it? Why is that necessary?
Well, I suppose it came out of a need at the time, or an interest at least, to have some organizations specifically dedicated to the issues that students find important. And so that sort of has been reflected in the programming that we've developed over the past 10 years or more. We have large focuses on things happening on campuses. So we have the higher education colleges and university programs, and we also have a lot of programming dedicated to the high school students. So that's how, those are things that I guess could in theory slip past the larger Sierra Club's mandate. It's just their mandate is so broad and so far reaching that it really helps to have something specifically focused on students' realities.
Okay, so that brings us to this year's Sustainable Campus Conference for 2012.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking through your program a little bit, and you know, we look at a lot of conferences here, and we've talked about Tools for Change recently, for instance, on the program, which is sponsored by, among other groups, Greenpeace, and those are kind of like activist workshops and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, and so they talk about like how to talk to the media and whatnot. You've got a very different sort of role here that you're looking to play with some of the topics. I mean, one of the ones that jumped right out at me was stakeholder loyalty was something that sort of jumped out at me immediately as an issue that I hadn't even really considered. Do you want to tell me a little bit about sort of what that means and why that needs to be its own sort of presentation at the conference?
Sure, yeah. So just a word on our programming, I guess, in general first and how we do that. Since we are so such a membership-focused and organization, we want our conferences to reflect what our members have to say. So we didn't go out necessarily trying to book workshops. We really listened to our members who proposed those. So quite a few of those workshops were proposed by and are being led by students. So the one that you brought up is one of those examples. And we're actually really excited about that particular workshop because it's the first time in our conference history that we're having an international presenter. So Anthony Monnier, who's presenting the stakeholder loyalty, is actually coming from a university in South Africa. So we're kind of really excited to have him participate and to share his perspective. We've always, up until this point, focused on Canadian youth and students at Canadian universities, and so this is going to be an opportunity to get a totally different perspective from such a different context. So Anthony, I think why we thought his talk was important, other than just the fact of having an international voice, was that we work a lot on the idea of stakeholders in general and involving stakeholders. We focus a lot on a multi-stakeholder approach in all of our work, and so I thought it would be interesting to hear what this particular presenter had to say and what his particular slant on that was.
So what are some of the, and maybe you can answer this question by referring to some of the presentations that you've
mm-hmm.
got, but what are the sorts of issues that that people come across as far as either ideas they want to implement at a campus level that would be sort
yeah.
of applicable to this, and potentially some of the issues that come along that require support for these decisions? I mean, it's not as easy as sort of walking into your school's office and
nope.
saying, I'd like these changes. So you know, explain, I guess, why there needs to be a conference and the types of things that you're going to be talking about there.
Yeah, of course. I mean, one of the main reasons that we want to have the conference is to fulfill our dual mandate of educating and empowering and giving capacity to our students. So there are going to be some workshops that are going to be more on the educational level, just information sharing, not to say that they won't be interactive and there won't be possibility for the students to feedback into it, but there will be some of those things. I'm thinking about some of the workshops that are going to be tours of the green facilities and green features at the UTM campus, University of Toronto Mississauga campus, where we're going to be. So there will be things like that will be more just about learning about what initiatives are happening at our host campus and from other campuses that are going to be there. And then the other side is more what you've been talking about in terms of building capacity or giving students tools. So a big one of that is one of our staff members, Sarah English, is going to be giving a workshop on how to implement a multi-stakeholder initiative at your home campus. So that's going to be a sort of interactive role-playing workshop that's going to let students really test out what that looks like and think about what they would have to do to get all the different groups involved if they're going to do something successful, a successful sustainability initiative on their home campus.
Well, that's fantastic. So the conference itself is from October 11th to October 14th. Yeah. As you said, that's going to be in Toronto. That happens to be, funnily enough, that we did the Planet in Focus sort of interview free in the first half, because that's over the same weekend. So
competition.
I don't think necessarily it's competition. Where I was actually going with that was that if you are not in the Toronto area, that would make an excellent reason now to come down to the Toronto area to make that trip, because you're able to maximize your time. You can go and see some of the presentations at the conference, maybe catch a few flicks in between. Yeah. So a great weekend. For those that are not within sort of range of Toronto and not able to actually get to this conference, what sort of resources do you have available for students across the country? Of course, we have listeners all the way from, you know, BC to St. John's. So what are some of the other resources that people can access? Are there other conferences that you guys put on across the country, or are there resources online? What sort of information do you have available?
We definitely have a lot of information and a lot of resources on CRU's Coalition's main website, which anybody can access, and that's syc-cjs.org. There's also a conference website, which is sustainablecampuses.ca. And just to make sure that it's clear, this is a national conference, so we do have students coming in from across the country. And I know it's a little bit last minute now to make travel arrangements like that, but we do definitely welcome participation from anybody, regardless of where they're from. And for those in the Toronto area, if they only really have time to drop by for one thing, I would highly recommend our keynote address on Saturday afternoon, because we have made it a public event by donation, and Maud Barlow is our keynote speaker this year. So if anybody wants to come by for one event, I would definitely recommend that one. It's Saturday at 5 p.m.
Absolutely. And are there any other presentations that really jumped out at you as something that you want to mention that people should definitely be checking out?
Well, we talked about a couple of the workshops that I'm pretty excited about, and there's sort of a whole cluster of them that's going to be talking about food issues and water issues, and I think that has to do with this year's theme of the healthy campus. So we're looking at the links between human health and the health of our environment and our ecosystems. So those two themes, food and water, are pretty well represented in our programming, and I know that they tend to be issues that students often will latch onto with a lot of enthusiasm.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. Zina, if you want to just say the website again and how people can register, if there's any other information you'd like to let our listeners know about, go ahead.
Definitely. Well, the conference website is sustainablecampuses.ca, and on that website you should be able to register and see our program as it is right now and all the other details. And if you want more information on Sierra Youth, you can go to that website, which is syc-cjs.org. And we're also on Facebook under Sierra Youth Coalition. There's an event page there for the conference. And we do post Twitter updates as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much today for speaking to us today. Zina, of course, you should go and check out that conference, Sierra Youth Coalition, and she just gave all the websites and stuff. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.